It is now time to find out who our human being of the week. And Jasmine, after the events of the last week, we more than certainly need some humanity around here. So who is our human being of the week?
So this is pretty amazing, I think. It's actually a TV station. I know we've never had that before, but before you start trying to ridicule, let me explain. So there's a TV station in Seattle. And there was a story about a woman who had cancer and she was struggling to pay her bills. She needed treatment to survive. Of course, she could not afford to. And so her debt was turned over to a collection agency. This TV station got wind of this, found out about the collection agency and came up with the thought, you know what? How about we just purchase $1 million worth of debt from this collection agency and pay off over 1,000 viewers' debts, medical debts. And that's what they did.
That is. Well,
is that
not
amazing?
That is very amazing. And for somebody in television to have that much compassion is amazing.
Yeah, they spent $12,000.
It clearly wasn't an NBC or Fox affiliate, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's KIRO is all I know. I don't know what affiliation they are. But I think, you know, the debt
could
is always sold
Fox.
At like 1 cent for the dollar or something like that. So they spent about $12,000, bought up $1 million worth of people's debt, and paid off all of their medical expenses.
We
That's
should do that.
Awesome.
We should do that.
We should. You're going to pick up the most.
You can pick up the tab, correct?
What do you mean? I said we.
Yeah, no, we, but collective. I mean, it should
we
be on a sliding scale.
We ain't in the top 2%.
Yeah.
So,
I got five on it.
Well, you know what?
It would be like a cent on the dollar.
I got dub on it.
All right, you know what? No good deed. No good deed. You know what? I don't even know what I'm saying.
Anyway, shout out to
KIRO goes unpunished
in Seattle. There you go.
I'm going to, well, no, I'm not. What am I in Seattle?
I'm in Seattle.
Oh, I guess we just play Seattle. So I'm going to find out what that is. Well, and I'm pretty sure it's not a Fox affiliate. They don't have human beings there.
What are we talking about right now? Why are they?
Why are you saying that?
Yeah, because it's true.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to KIRO and Jesse Jones. I know they're not a Fox affiliate. Hey, KIRO, you're a human being. You're not a human being of the week, but you're human beings of the week. And for you to do what you did, buying up a medical debt and freeing people, unburdening people for that, was just spectacular. And it only exemplifies your humanity. And so we give you, you are human beings of the week, and we give you the claps. All right, we got the Jazz Report. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Need something to laugh about?
A Nashville man was arrested after trying to have sex with an ATM machine and a picnic table. The man walked up to an ATM inside a bar, pulled his pants down, and attempted to have sex with the machine.
When you pay that $2 fee, you should be able to get what you want.
We got you covered on the DL Hughley Show.